Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. I like what Jesus said in Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. And I like that. The assurances and the covenants of the Lord God Almighty will never pass. The promises of His blessings will never pass. The assurances that He has given you will never pass. My dear brothers and sisters, today the Lord is saying to you, be encouraged and always be assured that His love never fails. Your parents' love may fail, your family's love may fail, your friends' love may fail, and they may forsake you and forget you, but I will not. Even if a mother could forget a child at her breast, but I will never forget you, the Word of God says. He also says that I have engraved your image in the palm of my hand, and I remember you always. Isn't that assuring? When your friends and your family could leave you and desert you, it's at that time that Jesus always comes to care for you, and He's always there with you. He has promised in the book of Matthew 28:20, lo and behold, I will be with you till the end of this age. When we partner with Him in preaching the gospel of Christ, He promises that He will be with us till the end of this age. He will never leave us. My dear brothers and sisters, that's what David experienced in the book of Psalms chapter 23, where he says, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. That was his experience. That was David's experience. My dear brothers and sisters, I encourage you today that today, no matter what the situation you may be in, but the Lord will never leave you. No matter what the storm you're going through, the Lord is there with you in the storm. He is there in your boat, and He is there in your journey of faith. He will not leave you. He has promised He will be there with you. And that's why today we can always call upon the name of Jesus. And the Bible says that those who call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. And therefore, I encourage you, call upon Jesus. Call upon His name in prayer. Read His word. Meditate upon His word. And memorize His word. And call forth His word to remembrance. Because He says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Not even a single jot or a tittle of His word will ever pass away. Everything will come to pass. Everything that is written in the Holy Scriptures is coming to pass whilst we are living. The prophecies of the Word of God is coming to pass. We are living in the end of the end time days, my dear brothers and sisters. And therefore, the call of the Spirit is, call upon the Lord God Almighty, and He will save you. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you that you are a God who never fails. Jesus never fails. His word never fails. God never fails. And I thank you. Lord, and in you, we have success because you are the glory and the lifter of our head. I pray today for your people, those who may be going through distressing and despairing times. I ask for your grace and your glory to abound upon them, O God. I release your anointing upon them, and the anointing that breaks any and every yoke of Satan, every power of the devil that puts them down, I rebuke it in the mighty name of Jesus. I destroy every scheme of the devil in Jesus' name. For there is victory in the blood of the Lamb, and there is power in the name of Yeshua the Messiah, the Son of the Most High God. And Lord, I thank you. I bless your people in the name of Jesus. As your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your anointing. I speak blessings upon them. Bless them, be with them, and uphold them with your righteous hand, O God. Flourish them and prosper them in every area of their lives. Abba Father, I pray the Lord God Almighty that you will lead your people and guide your people. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God Almighty, I thank you that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole, and we thank you for it. We give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.